I'm Holly Dutton, Senior Associate Editor at Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. In this podcast, I speak with Jackie Doak, President of Dart Real Estate, a Cayman Islands-based development firm specializing in mixed-use commercial and luxury residential real estate. We talked about the kinds of available office space and the new developments being built there right now, the annual culinary event that brings famous chefs to the area every year, and the infrastructure upgrades helping the tropical islands continue to grow. Thank you so much for joining me today, Jackie.
Yes, Holly, thanks so much. And I am joining you today from the beautiful Cayman Islands. And as I look outside my window, I have the luxury of seeing our beautiful town of Camana Bay, a beautiful harbor with boats that are coming and going, taking some visitors to Camana Bay out to our beautiful North Sound and Stingray City. And I look back on the over 800,000 square feet of office space that we have here at Camana Bay in Cayman. So I'm delighted to join you.
Thank you. Could you give us kind of an overview of the commercial real estate landscape there in the Cayman Islands?
Absolutely. We have a very robust financial service and commercial office industry in the Cayman Islands. It is actually one of the strongest pillars of our economy, along with tourism, which is the most, which would be the more expected economic driver in a Caribbean island. So we are an international world-class financial offshore center. And we have multiple, the island has multiple offerings in terms of commercial real estate. Within our Dart real estate portfolio, we essentially have two large developments that is a primary focus of commercial office. And I mentioned Camana Bay when we opened. That is our largest location for our commercial office. And again, we have over 800,000 square feet. In addition, we have another Regatta, which is just north of Camana Bay on the island. It has over 127,000 square feet of commercial office.
Okay.
So a vibrant economy for businesses who choose an offshore location and want to relocate.
Right. And I'm kind of curious just for context, you know, how big the island is, you know, if there's kind of cities where there's a big central business district, and maybe what the population is?
Yeah. The island is 22 miles long, and it is about 3 miles wide, so it's a beautiful island. And our population is at about 62,000 people who live here year-round. We do have a tremendous amount of airlift into the island, and we have over 100,000 businesses in the Cayman Islands. And over 55 direct flights into the island. So very easy to access.
Right, right. So has there been an increase in businesses and industries moving to the Cayman Islands?
Yes, there definitely has. We are seeing increases. If I would say that there was one industry that we've seen a spike in would be the insurance industry, particularly the reinsurance industry. Mm-hmm. We really have a robust and favorable regulatory framework in the Cayman Islands. We have over 800 reinsurance businesses that have chosen Cayman as their place of business. Specifically at Camana Bay, we've had some new tenants join us, Orium Re. We've had Greenlight Re for quite a number of years. They were one of our first tenants. Knighthead Annuity, United Insurance Company, Aon Insurance Managers, and Willis Management are some of our reinsurance tenants that we have. And in addition to reinsurance companies choosing Cayman for their location, what we found, Holly, is that the influencers and advisors who perhaps previously would have recommended Bermuda because it was known and established, recently, we're finding they're recommending Cayman over Bermuda.
Interesting. Do you know why?
So I think really it's goes back to like the bigger picture answer of why people choose to come to Cayman.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is that Cayman is a much different island than Bermuda. We have amazing infrastructure and just the ease of doing business in the Cayman Islands really facilitates relocations. And I think when businesses are looking to move offshore, Holly, like one of the first things they should do is really assess the legislative framework against their specific industry business needs.
Mm-hmm.
And you really find that we check the box for insurance, reinsurance, hedge funds, private banking, and family office, which is another spike that we're seeing choosing Cayman.
Right. And in terms of office space, is it becoming where there's, you know, the supply and demand factors, is there enough? Is there a need for more office space?
Yes. So what I would say is that, and two things to answer, and that's a great question, Holly. First of all, is that the island continues to have new office space under development, whether it's in our Dart real estate portfolio or whether it's with our other developers on the island. So we are currently, we've just finished two new buildings that opened a year apart. And there is another new commercial office building in another part of Cayman that's under development. And we actually have the philosophy that our growth has been continuous in terms of our development at Kamana Bay since we started 10 years ago, that when we get down to about, let's say, 30,000 square feet of available office, we will start our next office building, even if on spec, because we know that we have seen that once we build the office building, the tenants or our partners who want to move to Kamana Bay or relocate their businesses, we want to have available office space. So as we continue to absorb our residual office space, we're at about, 89% occupied at Kamana Bay. So very shortly, we will start kicking off the construction of the next office building, and we are in the design stage of that. So there is no signs of slowing down in terms of commercial office and desirability of Cayman as a place to either grow or relocate your business.
Right. Okay. So if you were speaking to someone or someone who owned a business ask you, why should I move my business to the Caymans? What would you advise them?
So one of the things that we really do, Holly, is we see every opportunity as a partnership. So the first thing I would do is find out as much as I could about that prospect looking at Cayman and understand how Cayman could check the boxes on what's important to their company, both from, like I said, the legislative framework against their specific business needs, as well as to what they're looking for in terms of how they operate and what is important for their company culture. Some of the high-level real opportunities for Cayman is the amazing infrastructure that's available, and whether that be, telecommunications, road infrastructure, three hospitals, international schools, quality offices, and quality residential, and a very diverse amount of residential offerings, because sometimes it can be a two-person company or a 90-person company that has diverse needs for relocating their employees. In addition to the infrastructure, which is extremely strong, is the direct airlift to most of the North American markets. We're also on the same time zone as the United States, and also English is our base language, and the U.S. dollar is readily accepted in Cayman.
Okay.
There are a lot of other existing companies that they would see in their industry who have chosen Cayman, so they can have conversations from, their perspective of what is it actually like to operate in Cayman. But I think the biggest thing, Holly, is Cayman is unexpectedly cosmopolitan. So what you have is you have a beautiful offshore financial services jurisdiction that is that island that gives you that beautiful sea, sun, and sand. Yet we have Kamana Bay, which is a mixed-use town, and the amazing culinary offerings that are in Cayman. Like, we get so much feedback that is not what they expected in what they would call a small Caribbean island. So it's our cosmopolitan and really our focus on business and the ease of doing business, as well as the Cayman Islands government's acknowledgement and really future forward vision of making sure that moving your business to Cayman, whether it be the logistics, your licenses that you need, you know, the immigration and work permit issues that you need. Moving your people to Cayman is as easy and straightforward as can be. So it's really what we call, you know, Cayman is open for business and really embraces new business coming to the island. It's really one of the things that maybe is a little aside story that I'll share with you, Holly,
sure.
is we have a family office group here who relocated from Barbados. And they said what is really interesting about Cayman, and specifically Camana Bay, where they're located, is that previously when they were in Barbados and they were undertaking major transactions, they would have to engage bankers, lawyers, and their service providers out of the United Kingdom. Ever since they've come to Cayman, and specifically Camana Bay, they have found that the quality of service providers is so high that all they have to do is walk across the courtyard to their lawyer or their bankers or their service provider. So I think that's a great little story in saying, you know, you're surrounded by your immediate needs and you don't necessarily have to go to the international market to satisfy your business needs on transactions.
That's so interesting. And, you know, you mentioned the culinary scene there. And so is there a lot of other kinds of retail and you know, dining and shopping options?
Yes, absolutely. So there are multiple restaurants. There's great retail. And we have a few annual events, for example, coming up, which you should, if you haven't come down to Cayman, Holly, I would invite you to come down around the 17th or 18th. Yeah, please come around the 17th or 18th of this month. We have Cayman Cookout, which is held at the Ritz-Carlton, which is one of our properties as well. And Eric Repair leads that, and he invites his friends down to come and hold a three-day culinary wine food amazing festival. We get Jose Andreas, you know, a great caliber of internationally renowned chefs and talent who come for Cayman Cookout. This year we also have Kaboo, which is a music, culinary, comedy, art festival that originated in California in Del Mar, that is in February the 15th and 16th. And it is, you know, 2 days of amazing bands in the Cayman Islands, along with the culinary component.
Wow.
So what you find is that, again, we're unexpectedly an island that you could come and go and see Duran Duran, you know, great chefs that you could sit and have, you know, really intimate and meaningful discussions with. I think the smallness of the island and the scale of the island and the community of the island, it just promotes amazing connectivity and ease of integration if you're a new business coming to Cayman, both for quality of life satisfaction, not just for the company, but for the employees. You know, you really can assimilate very easily into the community and feel like you belong. It's one of the things that we say, you get a really great sense of belonging in Cayman. Whether you've been there 3 months or whether you've been there for all your life. So it's a great place. I can attest to it, having lived here most of my life. It's an amazing place to live, work, and raise a family.
And in the time you've, you know, you've lived there your whole life, how have you seen, since you've been in real estate, how have you seen it change there? It sounds like, you know, at least from the last couple of years, that sector is doing really well. So I'm kind of curious to hear about that.
So the another great question. The island has completely transformed, I would say, over specifically the last 5+ years. It started with Camana Bay, which again is a great town within the Cayman Islands. And then we have played a really important role. We are a committed developer and have confidence in the economy of the Cayman Islands and the growth of the Cayman Islands. So for example, recently we entered into a public-private partnership with the Cayman Islands government where we agreed to develop road infrastructure, including what was a little bit transformative for Cayman, two tunnels, which we were able to now build on top of New York City or London, that would not at all be even a discussion point. But here in Cayman, it really transformed the landscape and gave us the ability to connect across two main roads and connect what we call sea to sound. So from the sea into the other north sound. We transformed in terms of the Kimpton Seafire, which was the most recent hotel in 10 years since the Ritz-Carlton. And that is a 10-story, five-diamond, amazing resort on the island. And we're committed to another five-star hotel, which unfortunately I can't name it yet because we haven't officially announced it. But that will be another hotel that will be developing and you know, be up in the next 5 years. And I think what you see is that there is a part of the island, Holly, that has transformed, which would be the 7 Mile Beach corridor, which is where we are located. And, you know, that is where you find a focus of the hotels and the restaurants where people live, as well as where a lot of the office space is located. But then you go on a 15-minute drive and you are in a beautiful, remote Caribbean, idyllic island feel on the other side of the island, which is less developed than the 7 Mile Beach corridor. So we kind of call it the yin and the yang, that you get the best of, you know, a cosmopolitan island, and you can just drive a few minutes and be immersed in areas that you don't think anyone else has put their footprints on. So it really is a beautiful island. And the transformation that has occurred may be more in terms of the acknowledgement that the area where most of the commercial and hotels are located, that building up, so going higher in terms of story height, is what has also transformed the landscape of the island.
Mm-hmm.
And currently, you know, some of our politicians are talking about increasing story heights to 50 stories. So again, that really shows you the growth that we expect to continue in Cayman.
Right, right. And I know that's a big trend here in, you know, building denser, which you kind of have to in cities like here in New York, because there's not that much land available.
Exactly.
Or the idea of urbanization.
Exactly.
So I'm curious to hear about rental prices for some of the office space. Is it, you know, pretty comparable to some big cities in the U.S.? Is it a lot less?
Yeah, and you have a diverse range of offerings depending on the age and type of office on the island. So our Class A office space on Cayman, you are commanding rates of US 40 to 55 upwards, depending on floor and location, whether you're overlooking the water or whether you're part of more of an urban looking at other buildings. So I really think we're commanding premium commercial rates and are comparable, I would say, to New York at those rates. And then you have the older office space, which may be in the, you know, the 25 to up to the 40. So we have a diverse portfolio of offering. And really another thing is what you get for that is really quality office space. So if you're talking about the Class A, quality office space in an amazing environment. So you referenced, you know, New York City, and you have to go up because of limited footprints of where you can build in New York City. Cayman, one of the things specifically that we're committed to, Holly, is the quality of experience as you move around our properties. So the ground plane, the pedestrian experience. So all of our developments, whether it is our commercial office that's commanding that $50 to $55, have amazing landscaping. They're master planned. They have water features. They make sure we funnel the breeze because it does get a little hot in Cayman. And is really thoughtful to your experience outside of your office.
Right.
So our commercial developments are more than just, here's an office building, you go inside and you do your work. We create meaningful places where people can live their lives and can have you know, they call that in the new kind of office fit outs, you know, the spontaneous interactions. We create the opportunity for spontaneous interactions between our tenants and people that they want to see in Camana Bay, because they'll walk from their office to go to the Bay Market or to go to the restaurants or to go to the bookstore to get a present or to meet, let's say it's one of our, you know, our accounting firms and they're in audit season and they're literally working 24 hours. They know that they can, you know, work and then pop downstairs and go have dinner with their family, even see a movie and then pop back upstairs. So in that sense, it's a little bit like New York City in terms of the ability to get the amenities and what you need immediately around you. And it's very, very safe. But it's different than New York because your surroundings are beautifully landscaped and inspiring surroundings.
Right. Yeah. And you have those wonderful beaches.
And we have those wonderful beaches.
Yeah, I can't forget that. I mean, there are beaches here, which are I do like, but it's a little bit different. I don't think they're crystal clear.
Well, listen, I was just going to thank you for saying that. Yeah. I was going to extend it beyond. Not only are the beaches and the sand is amazingly white and beautiful, but that water is like diving into a glass of water that you just got out of the water cooler or your Fiji bottle. Like, it is incredible. You can see straight to the bottom. And again, it's amazing. And, you know, the ability to go to work and work in one of the law firms or the accounting firms or in our real estate offices, but to take that break and walk to the beach to have your lunch, or even when you leave to watch the amazing sunsets and walk on the beach. Like, again, I can't reiterate the quality of life that you get in terms of really being able to breathe and focus. And, you know, the island just encourages health and well-being just by nature of you look out your window and it's calling you to go take a walk, you know, not sit at your desk for, you know, the full day. Take that 15-minute walk and come back refreshed.
Right, right. Well, that sounds great to me right now. It's like 40 degrees here in New York and chilly and windy.
Exactly.
So, wow. So kind of just wrapping up, what do you see in the next 5 years in terms of, you know, commercial real estate and businesses moving there to the Cayman Islands, and also what do you hope to see?
Yeah, so you know what we see is a lot of the trends of that people are changing the way they work, and you know, there's a lot of working remotely, there's a lot of more open space offices. So we see that there will be a continued need for commercial office space. So we know that that will never go away, but it may change the shape of what has been traditional as it has over the years. We see a lot of introduction of shared and flex workspaces, Holly. There's some legislation that's coming in terms of business presence in Cayman, which we see as very positive, where people may look for whether it's, you know, a single office space or 1,000 to 2,000 square foot spaces. So we think we'll see the demand for more smaller spaces, but a larger demand for smaller spaces. And then that would be balanced by the bigger companies that we see relocating here. There's a company that just transacted a deal that's going to, you know, relocate their head office from Canada down here. So my wish for Cayman is that we continue to see the growth of the various commercial segments that we've seen over the years. As I said earlier, family office, reinsurance, hedge funds, private banking, that we continue to have our visionary government who is always looking forward to where Cayman should be going and not staying stagnant with where we are. That our tax neutrality, our infrastructure, our safety, our workforce, our readiness for the future continues as it has, and that the island remains the place where the story continues to be. I came to Cayman for a year to work in the office in Cayman for a year, and I'm living my life here because of the quality of life and the accessibility to the U.S. and all the things that we spoke about. I think it's undeniably one of the best financial offshore centers to do business, and more importantly, to have a successful and profitable business and employees who are satisfied and want to live their life there. It's amazing.
Right. Yeah. And that's huge right now. Health and wellness, people are putting much more of an emphasis on that in residential properties and commercial. So
Exactly. It's no longer just a transaction, Holly. Like, you have to, especially with those millennials, you right. have to speak to their purpose and what's important.
Right.
So.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with me. This was fascinating, and I learned a lot, and I look forward to speaking again.
Thanks so much, Holly.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed this.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks.